Coming up on the DMT One-to-One Show, episode 64, on the 11th of June 2014, an interview with the Yao Afonso, CEO of the company Muziki. Hello everyone and welcome to the DMT One-to-One Show, and it's a real pleasure today to welcome Yao Afonso from the company Muziki. So hi Yao, and thanks for joining me. How's it going?
Fine. Thanks for having me here. And everything is going really, really well. Right
it's
now.
Great to have you. And of course, we're here to talk about Muziki, the company that you started, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's great. And so, first of all, before we jump into the demo of the company and the app that we're going to try and do live, I wanted to ask you about, where Muziki started and what was the idea behind the company?
Okay, so it all started in 2010 when I had this idea that we could use the content that is out there to dynamically generate an artist profile, an album or a song profile and information. So I started explaining to people around me, my friends, family, how the concept would work, and people didn't get it that well, so I had to make a prototype to try to explain it. So I made one based on APIs, basically, and I showed it to two friends of mine, Julian and Pedro, who are now my co-founders. They like it. We improved it. We created a version to submit to idea competitions in Portugal. We ended up, the first one that we tried, we weren't even selected,
right.
but the prototype had to go online and it started being shared and used by a lot of users from a lot of different countries. And we thought, so the jury didn't like it, but the users did, which is better. And we improved it. We applied to other competitions. We eventually won an international venture competition co-organized by the MIT. We got 200,000 euros in investment in 2012. And then when we received the award, that's when we dedicated full time to the startup and started working on the versions that we are about to release. We are releasing now. So
that's great. So the company's got quite a strong tech background. So can you tell me a little bit about how important is the user part for you, and how important is the back end, the tech part, and API side?
Of course, yeah. Well, we started, as I said, working with APIs, but we realized that we needed more than what we could get to get to the level of the kind of user interface we would like to have, the kind of experience we'd like to give to the user. So you said that the company has a strong tech background, but we believe that our company is about music first and tech second.
Yep.
But to give that music first feeling, you need to have a really good data side of music data behind you. So that's what we actually spend more time working on, to get really good at the data side of things. And that's why we are now also ready, besides launching the iOS app and having our web version, we're also ready to open our API to partners to use it and to use the knowledge that we gather through the last few years to also improve the experience on their platforms.
That's great. And so let's jump right into it and have a look at the app now. We're going to give a live demo, so things could go wrong, but not to worry. So that's the start screen. And so there we are. So we've logged in and we're at the start screen. So if you want to talk me through it, I'm quite happy to do a demo while we go on it.
Yeah. At first, when you start using the app, you will start at the search area, and then from here you can search an artist or band, albums or songs. Afterwards, as you start using the app, you will start. We can show to our audience later. We can start on the feed area.
Right.
We can go there in a few moments. So you search Nine Inch Nails. If you choose Nine Inch, what happens right now is that we're collecting the information in the precise moment that hit search, so
yeah.
Tap search. So the idea is to always have the latest updated information of the artist, the album or the song. So we get, we create a preview of the artist's most listened songs. You can buy the artist's work through iTunes now, but we'll be adding new stores, mostly for physical formats like vinyl and CD as
well. Great. Awesome.
And you have biography, I have the details and links, videos, albums.
And this is pretty cool, actually. You get all the details on the band members and everything else, past band members, but also links to all the different social media sites, including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Instagram. And it's quite a good aggregation because there aren't actually a lot of resources that allow you to have all that data.
Yeah, and we were trying to get even better. So this is just the first version that we're launching. So the members that you showed in just a few seconds ago, what we want to reach is that if you press, if you tap one of the band member's name, you also build the musician profile.
Right.
And the idea is that you never stop. So if you go to the album, when you get the producer, we also want to add the producer page, the sound engineer page. So we want everything there to be related and clickable, and you can reach to more information, because not only can it give you more knowledge about what you love, the music that you like, they can also help you discover new things. So the idea is that you'll get to discovery through knowledge of music. So if you show the related artists, you can see that we not only have similar artists like you have on most applications, but we also have from the same label, we have collaborations. So the idea is that it's to use data so you can find more music and to get to more music.
That's great. And so we're now in the video section, having a look at the videos that are available. It looks really nice and neat. And is that pulling from YouTube, I imagine?
Yeah. But we were, for starters, we were getting from the official channels of the artist, but we're also adding in the next couple of weeks the sources from official media channels and the labels channels as well. So the idea is that because some artists have their own music channel, others rely on the label. We have good official videos coming in, from Pitchfork TV and things like that. So we want to add all that content.
That's great. And we're now in the studio, in the album section, and there's a studio album, singles, and live albums as well. So how hard is it? I know that a lot of services still struggle with release dates. How hard is it to get the release date? It's right these days.
more difficulties with the older ones because you don't know the exact day of release.
Exactly.
It's more difficult. What we're trying to reach is, this is just, as I said, just the basis of something.
Yeah.
Our web version will also be updated in the next couple of months and the last few months. And the idea is to let ask the user to complete missing gaps of information or use different data sources to complete the missing gaps of information. So, get information not only from the sources that we have, but from others and complete the information that we have.
That's great.
So we'll be getting better as we go.
That's great. And of course, we've seen there that we got rerouted to Pitchfork in the news section to link out to the news as well. And so the social is a direct hook into the band's tweets. That's awesome, actually. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Tweets and Facebook, we will also be adding Instagram. And for now, we have, we're trying to make sure that we take off the tweets that are not related with the band. We're trying to improve the algorithm to that. For now, to make sure we only have official tweets, mentions, retweets. But we're getting to a point where we can use the data to curate, to curate the tweets on the web, so we can get a lot of more tweets coming in from different sources.
That's great.
But it will take us a few months yet. So
yeah, sure. And then of course one section that a lot of companies are trying to get right is that of related artists. So what are you basing that information on, and how do you make that call?
Yeah, we're basing it on the similar ones that are coming. We're pulling in from Last.fm and sources like that. But we're also, as I said, using the data to give you more related artists. So you have from the same label, you have collaborations that the artists made. I think it's a cool way to discover music, because basically the artist is telling you that they work with them, so they like the music that the people they collaborated with. So they also it's their way of letting you should listen to this, and we are using that. And we'll be adding more in the next few months, like I said, from the same producer, but they usually, the bands they tour with, get more ways of getting music related artists and music discovery into the app. So
yeah.
So and, we are,
And of course, here we got the, you know, one of the first things that you see when you open up the app is the feed. I am following a few artists, but maybe there isn't anything new on those artists quite yet. But essentially, that's going to be the first protocol when people turn on the app to see what's happening within the
artists. People have said to me that, you know, this is like an IMDb for music, but in real time. But we want people to come here not as they use the IMDb. So they usually go there when they have any doubt about who. Where is this actor, in which movie was this actor featured in or something. We want people to come here to Miziki every day. So we created the feed because we're monitoring the web for new information, we can, you know, push this new information that we found to the users that are following an artist or a band. So that's the idea. So for now you'll get, from the launch, you'll get, you know, new official videos from the bands you follow, but we'll be adding new releases. We'll be adding nearby shows. We'll be adding SoundCloud snippets and everything that we can think that is official and it's that and it's quality content that it can be interesting to the user. We'll be pushing it to you, so you have your own music feed every day. You can go there and see what's happening with the 100 artists that I'm following, and we can give you that every
day.
Great.
That's great. And so, of course, I would recommend everybody to go and check out Miziki. The app should be out very, very soon. Hopefully, it will be up by the time this show goes live. And, of course, I wanted to ask you also, as somebody that has come to London sort of to work in the music tech industry with a new startup, how are you finding it, and how are you finding the ecosystem here?
I think it's fantastic. That's why we moved. Before we decided to move, I've been to London a few weeks every month to get used to and start a network. And you know, I believe that we made the right decision. It's a lot different. And I mean, we were based in Portugal, so basically things moved a lot fast in development, but not that fast in business development. But in London, you know, we have everyone. I think this is where the place where the industry is more concentrated. So we have the artists, we have the labels, we have the brands that invest in the music space. You have, and we even for a start, we have the investor ecosystem as well. So I think it's the perfect place to be. And I've been making a lot of network. And it's being fantastic.
That's great. That's fantastic. Well, thanks so much. Again, it's musicki.com, or you can find Musicki with a double K on the App Store. And that was a real pleasure talking to you. I look forward to seeing what comes out of the app.
Thanks for having me here.
And thanks so much for listening to the DMT 121 show. The show comes out every week, and we cover interesting new startups and digital music projects. And also, don't forget to visit digitalmusictrends.com for the weekly news show, where we cover everything that's happening in the music tech industry on a weekly basis. Thanks so much for listening. Have a fantastic week, and until next time. If you enjoyed watching or listening to the show and would like to find more, head on to digitalmusictrends.com.